here's a story from The World.
For years, human rights lawyers working inside China still believed it was possible to convince people to push back against the government. One of them was Ding Jiaxi, a leader in the pro-democracy China Citizens Movement. But for months now, he's been held in secret detention. The World's Rupa Shenoy had an exclusive conversation with his wife and daughter about what's driven his activism.
In December, attorney Ding Jiaxi was in China having dinner at a friend's home when authorities burst in and arrested them.
I didn't know how to react.
Jiaxi's youngest daughter, who goes by Caroline Ding, was a freshman at Tufts University in Massachusetts.
I think we kind of knew that with what he was doing that something like this was going to happen at some point.
Jiaxi had been on a collision course with the Chinese government perhaps ever since 1989, when he was a college junior in Beijing. He spent 3 days and nights in Tiananmen Square as student protesters faced off against troops. But at university, he also met his wife, who goes by Sophie Loa.
I think the story that she used to tell is it was love at first sight. My dad walked into the room and she was like, that's the one.
They married and had two kids. Jiaxi put his activism aside and became a successful business lawyer in Beijing. But around 2010, Sophie says he began reaching out to human rights activists.
So he always have this kind of thinking to bring change to China.
Jiaxi helped organize the first small meetings of the China Citizens Movement. Members were encouraged to use their rights as a citizen, as laid out in China's constitution, to advocate for change within the existing political system. Jiaxi collected 7,000 signatures for a petition that sought to reveal corruption. It called on top officials to disclose their families' finances and assets. Sophie says that's when the government sent plainclothes officers to watch their house.
At that time, I realized our life is very unsafe.
There would just be a police sitting outside of our house. Every day I go to school, I would see him sitting there. I really trusted my dad, and I thought he knew what he was doing, so I didn't think it was that big of a problem.
Her dad, though, knew that it was. Sophie says Jiaxi asked her to leave the country with the kids so they wouldn't get caught up in his battle with the government. Sophie works for a global corporation that was able to relocate her to the U.S. She went to the U.S. embassy to get a visa.
Then the next day, the policemen come to take him away from our house. And our house is searched everywhere.
Jiaxi was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for his work with the Citizens Movement. Sophie knew she'd have more freedom to speak outside China, so she and the kids followed through with the plan to settle in the small town of Alfred, New York. Jiaxi sent them letters.
In those days, the letter from him is my nutritious for life, I have to say.
Jiaxi's arrest and jailing was just the beginning of a widespread crackdown that drew international attention. In July 2015, hundreds of human rights lawyers and activists were detained and tortured in China. Still, somehow, in 2016, Jiaxi was released and got a visa to visit his family in the U.S.
I can see that in the 2 months, he did all the chores at home and want to compensate what missing for the family. But I can see that he still won't go back.
Sophie begged him to stay, but Jiaxi said the U.S. was too comfortable and he felt restless. This is what people have a hard time understanding, Sophie says. Why her husband would return to a place that is so dangerous for him.
It's not every people can understand. It took us, the family, also a long time to understand him.
I feel like for him, it was never a question of going back or not. It's I think it's a path that he has chosen, and I don't think anything can convince him otherwise.
I just feel he was chosen by God to do something for China. So although I feel very painful, I still send him back.
Jiaxi returned to China in 2017 and rejoined the Citizens Movement. 3 years later, in December, authorities picked him up again. Several of the activists he was arrested with have been released, but not Jiaxi. His lawyer has been denied access to him. Sophie hasn't gotten any letters. They don't know where he's being held.
lack of human rights in China. It's a threat to the whole international society. This kind of dictatorship is a kind of disease to the whole international world.
Sophie says her goal is to free all of those unlawfully detained in China, including her husband. She spends hours on the phone at night talking to lawyers and calling Chinese authorities to try and get information. She's reached out to U.S. congressmen, senators, and the State Department for help and says they've all been supportive. But the growing divide between the U.S. and China makes Sophie wonder what they can really do. Members of their local church in New York made videos to send a direct message to the Chinese government.
We are very angry in the United States about this.
We're asking you to please follow the rule of law.
Let him speak to his lawyers.
No one should be detained or kept secretly hidden when they have done nothing wrong.
This is an absolutely unacceptable way for a government to treat one of its citizens.
This week, Caroline wrote an op-ed about her dad for the Tufts student newspaper. Unlike her mom and sister, who have green cards, Caroline's a citizen, born when Sophie was a graduate student in the U.S., so she feels safe to speak out. But Caroline doesn't want to express the immense frustration of living a privileged American life while her father likely sits in prison.
If we show our weakness, then the Communist Party is winning in a way because they want to see us really crushed and sad. But I think like the best thing we can do is just enjoy our lives here. Like joy is the ultimate rebellion.
And this is what her dad wanted, for them to be safe so he could make the choice to fight. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.